Renew by the bread of life and the cup of salvation, Lord. We know you are here with us right now. In this bond of charity, keep our hearts always focused on serving you and serving neighbor. Through Christ our Lord. Before we have our announcements today, a few people have asked for special blessings and prayer because they're going through some health issues. Anybody who's having surgery or procedure or just really the prayer for healing of a health issue, if you come up now, we might have a moment of prayer for you because we know the power of prayer in this church family.
Amen.
Anybody going through an issue, perhaps having a procedure or serious health crisis this week, you just come and ask for prayer, whether it's mental, physical, emotional. You know the power of our God to heal us. Good and gracious God, you are the divine physician.
Yes.
We know you can do anything.
Yes.
We know there are moments when we come, we just need to cry out, Jesus.
Yes.
We have those moments in our life, Lord, we just aren't feeling well. We thank God for the wisdom to say, I got to go to the doctors, to the hospital. I got to take my medicine. I got to get this right with the counselor. Loving God, we ask you to bring healing upon our sisters and brothers who are here today. Some of them are going through some health challenges ongoing. Some are having some surgery this week. Some just need to have their spirit fixed on you. Loving God, bless them today. We know the power of prayer in community. And when people come and just say, pray for me, I'm going through something. You don't need all the details, just keep me in prayer. We know the praises go up. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Loving God, bless and heal our sisters and brothers, in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and go in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And all of our children, church, please come forward for your bulletin. All excited about school Tuesday. As Sister mentioned, we're trying to do some things to follow up on our parish assembly. And two things she mentioned, I want to just reiterate again. This Wednesday, we started with a community meeting last month in response to all that's going on in our neighborhood. This week, we're going to focus on how we can be more involved in cleaning up our community.
Yes.
So whether you live here or not, you worship here. So we must be concerned about how we can access our city and our community to help us have a better, cleaner environment for all of us to live in. This is not how I grew up. When I see trash and all kind of stuff around, that was not my North Philly. So we need to find a way to be more involved in making sure our neighborhood should be the way any neighborhood should be in our city. So I invite you to come out. Our community meeting is not just for our parishioners, for anybody. So please share family and friends. 6:30, it's about 1 hour on Wednesday. And also, we're trying to do more community building. So once a month, we're going to try to do it first of the month, but have a simple chance to go down the hall. So go down the hall and just say hello to each other, have some fellowship. And end of the summer, soft pretzels and water ice. And so something very simple, not very healthy, but it's a good summer treat. So stop downstairs and, more importantly, say hello to each other. We're going to invite God's men to come up in the sanctuary now, the men who are part of God's Men's Choir. Come up now, all the gentlemen who are part of that ministry. Terrence, Kevin. We're missing a couple guys today, but we have six of them here. Five of them here. I want you to know how proud we are of you, first of all. Your ministry is a blessing. It's a sign of God's favor. As I mentioned in my homily today, we are blessed here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church.
Amen.
And what started as simply a challenge has grown into a ministry. These men are taking the good news of St. Martin's in Philadelphia to Hollywood. They're going to LA next month for... the National Black Catholic Men's Conference, a national organization that meets and gathers men together throughout the country. And they've been invited to be one of the ministries there to sing God's praises. And as we get ready for this Saturday, St. Ignatius, I want you to know as pastor and as a man, and on behalf of our church family, we're very, very thankful and proud of you, gentlemen, amen, for your ministry. Amen. They've raised over $10,000 for their trip.
All right.
$10,000. When the offer came to go to L.A., many people said, why don't we just ask for somebody to give it to us? And I said, no, we don't do that here.
That's
right. We're very grateful people want to help us, but we're going to make it our, try to do it on our own and try to show that sense of what it means to be a strong man. So thank you for what you've done so far. Thank you for your ministry over St. Ignatius on the west side of the city. And if you want to support or be part of this ministry, if you're a man, I challenge you to come out, right?
Amen.
And be part of it. And just sing God's praises because it's really about just being a man and celebrating God's gift. To my knowledge, there's no other male choir in the Archdiocese but this one right here. To my knowledge, I missed something. So, I'm very proud of you. And so support God's men and their concert this Saturday. And tickets are available still? Okay. So if you can't go, support what they're doing over St. Ignatius. There's a flyer in the bulletin as well. So, man, thank you very much, and God bless you. All right? You guys.